This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I'm going back and forth, so I'm doing radio, broadcasting onto over 108 affiliates across the United States, broadcasting into 53 countries, as well as a live broadcast with Michael Roach from Before It's News, and we appreciate your trust, Michael. And I'm going back and forth looking at the comments. And I just got to tell you, friends, no matter how many times, this is just a side note, but no matter how many times I tell people, they get caught up into these talking points from the media, the bone that's thrown to them from the lying media that 94% of the American people don't believe in. Yet when you look at their comments, they're all lined up with what they say they don't believe. They hold the truth and unrighteousness. They're the problem. Well, Bradley, what are you talking about? Well, someone's talking right now about how the Democrats are for abortion. And I'm just, again, asking a simple question, friends, before we get back to what we've been talking about. Are the churches doing it to themselves? Yes, they are. Where in the Constitution is there a Democratic Party? Where in the Constitution is there a Republican Party? Where in the Constitution is there over 101 party affiliations? I just want someone to answer me. Because you talk accordingly. You have ears, but you hear not. Are you deaf? Do you not understand that is political language which is foreign to the U.S. Constitution? Do you not understand this? And first of all, it's interesting to note that the right always blames the left. If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. They're complaining about what they tolerate. Hey, friends, the right is the best that you have in this country. Why do we have abortion? There you have it. It's the truth. You have 325 million people in this country. You cannot tell me, friends, that, which, by the way, abortion, concerning the topic in which is being addressed over here, it's never been legalized, but 60 million babies have been murdered, and these same people that sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb are now bringing foreigners in that are not here to assimilate, that want to chop off your heads. It's just a fact. You have the left-right paradigm only there and designed to divide and conquer the American people. Nothing more and nothing less. I'm asking my friends on Top Chat right now to please show me in the U.S. Constitution where there is a Democratic Party and where there's a Republican Party. Show me constitutionally. You can't. So why are you talking as if there is one? Read Mark 3:25 when you get a moment. I'm sorry, friends, but you're ridiculous. Again, you're a part of the problem. No matter how many times when I'm speaking publicly, I'm going around the country, I'm asking the Republicans, they call themselves the Republicans, right? They call themselves the good guys. Where in the Constitution is there a Republican Party or a Democratic Party? I've never had anybody respond. Friends, millions of people I've spoken to. But yet when you see what they post online, guess what they're talking about? What I just exposed. There's nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and concerting measures in opposition to each other. Let me ask you this. Who wins every single time? Both the right and the left. Let me ask you another question. Who loses more and more and more of your freedoms as the government continuously grows? Your rights are restricted. But I want to tell you something, Americans. They are not taken away from you. They are forfeited through your ignorance. Read Hosea 4:6. Did you know that John Adams said concerning the two-party system? He said, "This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under the Constitution." It's the greatest evil, the greatest political evil under the Constitution. He said that concerning his letter to Jonathan Jackson, 2nd October 1780. And it's found in Volume 9, page 511 of the works of John Adams. And now I have people sitting there talking about how Satan is the deceiver of the world. Yes, he is. But you have the Word of God, and you are commanded by God to be the light of the world. And you know what I'm watching right now, friends, on Top Chat? I'm watching the watchers, the numbers go down because people don't like the truth. Truth is a stumbling block to them. Truth is a rock of offense to the people that enjoy living in darkness. And yet these people, they call themselves the light. They're no more the light than the devil is, friends. Who transforms themselves into the angel of light and his ministers into the angel of light. So let me make clear on this. Those that talk about the political parties of the Democrats and the Republicans and so on and so forth, they have no idea what they're talking about. None. You want to watch Bradley Dean confuse all these talking heads on a conservative level? Hey, I got a question for you, brother. Where is the Republican and Democratic Party? That's it. Just to show you. And that's the premise. That's their presupposition. It's not God. It's not right and absolute right. No, it's I'm going to play both sides because it makes me money and I get a lot of sponsors while people continuously pay in to create my golden calf. Does that sound familiar? Yes, it does. It's called sponsorship. And this is what these people, this is what America, you foreign countries that are listening to me right now, this is what the American people are doing to their own demise. They're bringing themselves to nothing by living out what they say they don't believe in. They want to blame somebody else for what they're responsible for. It's not going to fly on Judgment Day. It's not going to fly. It's just not going to fly. Your country, you're losing your country. These followers of Donald Trump, friends, and that's what they are. Those that call themselves the right today, they're followers of Donald Trump. They are not followers of Jesus Christ, and I can prove that. Michael Peruca ran in 2004 on the Constitutional Party, okay, going back to the Constitution, Article 4, Section 4. He said to me, he said, "Bradley, do you know that during the era of Ronald Reagan, you know, Make America Great Again sound familiar, America? Those that haven't caught on to the game that they're caught up into?" He said that if you were to take Ronald Reagan and put him in one room, and you were to take Jesus Christ and put him in another room, he said Jesus would be in his room all by himself. He's exactly right. He's exactly right. Because men love to play the game to their own demise. And even when they see their country being destroyed the way that it's being destroyed. Hey, let me ask you something, Republicans and those that call themselves the right. Those that call themselves Christians. Can I ask you something? Are things getting better or are they getting worse? If they're getting worse, don't you think it comes time now to understand that judgment begins in the house of God? Do you think it's time now to resurrect the Word of God and to correct ourselves? But we know, Scripture tells us, correction is grievous to those that forsake the way. You have forsaken the way. You have forsaken the way, and you keep going on with your bad self as your kids are the ones that are going to pay the price for your apathy and your ignorance. And ignorance and apathy is exactly what it is. You add strength to tyranny because you've been caught into the game that you decry as nothing but a fraud. You're a part of it, and you are a fraud. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi friends, I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gothereforeconference.com for registration information. gothereforeconference.com.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Let's get back to this. Got my dander up just a little bit. You know, the Bible talks about when the Lord would say something to his children, he would say, Moses, Moses, Abraham, Abraham, Isaac, Isaac, Jacob, Jacob. Today we have to say it over and over and over and over and over and over again. Truth is stranger than fiction to so many people in this country. Here, I'm going to show you your reality. I'm going to show you what America you're putting up with outside of corrupt politicians. Okay, and I'm talking about the corrupt politicians that you have been led to believe are the good politicians. What you have been fed as the good politicians in America, friends. Here, let me say it this way. Today's Republicans, for those that are caught up into that little game, are yesterday's what? Democrats. You know what comes to my aid right now, and he's exactly right on, is Benjamin Rush. Dr. Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence. He was asked if he was an aristocrat. He said, I'm not an aristocrat. He said, I'm not a Democrat. I'm adding, I'm not a Republican. He said, I'm a Christocrat. That's exactly right. Where are the principled people in America that get this? Where are the principled people in America that love their country enough to actually study their history? Because that's what we need. Hey, folks, let me say it this way, another way, okay? Now that's what radio is giving the same message a different way every day of your life. It's time to quit playing the blame game concerning the left and the right, because no one wins this way except the enemies within and without. We need to take responsibility. Where you see a wrong, then take responsibility and right it. Okay, like the son of Dodo, Eleazar, who took the sword of the Lord and he went after the Philistines while everybody, namely the children of Israel, turned, ran, and got out of Dodge. You know what's interesting to note about that story in 1 Samuel, friends, is when Eleazar went and dealt with the Philistines all by himself, along with the Lord, which was in the majority, it's interesting to note that the children of Israel, they turned and they ran from the battle. But when he won the battle, the Bible says that they returned for the spoil. Oh, there's plenty of people that will take credit for what's done, right? And how many people that will take credit for what's been done were actually a partaker of righting the wrongs. Very few. Very few. I want to get back to these church signs. And my point here is the standard is not man's fallen nature, but the risen Christ. Okay? If you get them, folks, if you got any questions or comments to what we're talking about, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Here's another billboard on a churchyard on their sign. I just said, is your life running on empty? Free Phillips here on Sunday, every Sunday. Wow. Hey, folks, until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. And that's the way the Lord makes men. I believe it was Smith Wigglesworth that said, I've been broken into 10,000 pieces. Yep, that's the man that God will create. It's just like revival. There's so many people that say that they want revival. Well, listen, when revival takes place, you better let the Holy Ghost come in and break everything down. Just like Jesus did when he went in to the temple and overthrew the tables and took a whip and cast out the money changers, right? That's what you need to do, is let the Holy Ghost come in and do what he needs to do. And the way to do that and prepare yourself for that, friends, is for you to stand there naked before God. And I'm not talking about unclothed in the natural. I'm talking about unclothed spiritually. And a repentant heart and saying, Lord, as you stand on that Bible, say, I'm wrong about everything and you're right about everything. That's where he begins. And how few in America can actually acknowledge that the Word of God is true in every situation. It's the easiest thing in the world to do is to believe, but it's the hardest thing for people to do that are prideful. For the broken, it's not. Read Isaiah 66, verse 2, Psalm 34, 18, Psalm 51, 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart. O Lord, thou wilt not despise. Yep. You can't have your cup filled, friends, until it's first empty. Okay? So, for this guy to put on his sign, is your life running on empty? Hey, folks, running on empty to me shows me that, listen, I'm sick of this world, I've lost this world, and I'm gaining my soul as I gain God. And, folks, again, for those that know the Word of God, keep in mind, Scripture tells us that the Lord is our inheritance. And we're His inheritance. We're to be consecrated as unto Him, first and foremost, with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And then we can love by the Holy Ghost our neighbor as ourselves. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. 1 John 5, I believe it's verse 2. Okay. Here's another one. Trade God your pieces for His peace. Why is it so belittling to the Word of God? I get what they're saying, but it's carnal. It's degrading. Why do people think that this is cute? You know who thinks it's cute? It's the hippie generation. Remember, these are the hippies that came. They're still high on PCP. They're in government now, and they're in the pulpits today. This is this free love that's trying to take the preeminence over that of the Spirit of Christ in this country. This is the free love. Not understanding, friends, yes, it was freely given unto us, and we love Him because He first loved us. Yeah, no question about it. But keep in mind, love is always in demonstration, and God the Father's was through Jesus Christ on Calvary. Was it not? Yeah, it was. There's always a sacrifice in that love, isn't there? And if you go to John 15, 13, what does it say? It says, greater love is no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his brethren. That's not easy, friends. But I want to tell you, that real love is selfless. And the Bible tells me that I'm not to look to my own, folks, my own prosperity. I'm to look to another man's. Okay? Trade God your pieces for His peace. Here's another one. Billboard church on a churchyard. 7 days without God makes one weak. I mean, how are you... I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for you. 7 days without God makes one weak. I don't know about you, friends, but I have to feed on the Word of God every day. And it's not something I do habitually. Folks, let me say it this way. Every day the kids get up in the morning, what do? They go and they get their cereal, right? You know, I usually don't eat, to be quite honest with you, until dinner time. Because if I eat in the morning, I get tired. But what am I doing? I'm feeding on the word because I have a responsibility before God and man, and I want to please God, and I want to please man, according to God's word. Okay, I'm not a servant to man, I'm a servant to God. And I'm going to preach his word because the Holy Ghost is not going to be straightening it. And I want to be that one that he finds to be a faithful servant, like it or not. Okay? But folks, I got to feed on the bread of life every day of my life. I have to. The same way a man feeds on natural food. I feed on the bread of life. I am dependent upon the Christ. I am dependent upon the Holy Ghost. And everything I do, folks, in every decision that I make, some may say, well, Bradley, that's what a fool. No, it's a smart fool, because the fool is he who trusts in his own heart is a fool. And you who have not surrendered to the Christ, have not become dependent upon Christ for everything, you know not what I'm talking about. This is foreign. You're the kind of guys that stand back and say, man, well, look at this born-again believer. Look at this lunatic. Yep, I'm a fool for Christ. I'll be that guy. But you know the difference between me and you is I'm right. And furthermore, you know I'm right. Because conscience bears witness. Conscience means with knowledge. You know that I'm right. Because if I wasn't, you wouldn't be listening to me right now. And I praise God you're here listening right now. I'm thankful for that. And I hope that you're being fed what you need to hear right now. Here's another billboard, friends, on a churchyard, church lawn, okay? The reality of hell. Come early and hear our choir. No wonder why nobody takes them serious. Listen again, friends. This is a church billboard. And by the way, all of these that I'm highlighting right now, I got out of a book, a church book, that grandma thought was cute. You know where I got it? Cracker Barrels down south. I looked at this church sign book, and isn't that cute? Isn't that darling? Hey, grandma, hey, grandpa, do you understand that you've subjected, because of people like you, do you understand that we are now having to deal with that which you left off? It's true. It's true. You know, hey, let me say something to the younger generation for a moment. Do you realize what you're dealing with today is what the older generation left off? And I'm not playing the blame game here, but I am pointing my finger back at the responsible party. You know, our forefathers, Thomas Paine being one of them, said, if there's going to be trouble, let it come in my time. You know what Grandpa and Grandma said, and what they said with their actions and their inactions? Hey, if there be trouble, let it come in my children's time. Well, I don't want that to fall to our kids, do you? No. So what are we doing? We're taking responsibility, and we're doing that which has been left off. We're talking about the churches doing it to themselves. We're going to come right back to this. I got about 15 more to go. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
A passenger aboard that charter plane that ended up in the shallow part of the St. John's River last night after landing at Naval Air Station Jacksonville says passengers were terrific given the circumstances.
We climbed onto the wing We were in water. We couldn't tell where we were, whether it was a river or an ocean. There was rain coming down, and we stood on that wing for a significant period of time.
Cheryl Borman tells CNN someone inflated a life raft that was on the plane. 21 adults were taken to local hospitals in good condition. An explosion rocked parts of Waukegan, Illinois last night, leaving at least one dead, four people injured, and two others unaccounted for. Steve Lindsay is the fire marshal.
The structure, no, is not safe. That's why we had some structural collapse technicians here to try and work with it. And we're also dealing with whatever chemicals may be left are in the water that's still sitting in the foundation.
The search team had to suspend operations due to dangerous conditions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Thank you for joining us on second hour. Thank you to my truth... that's what I should call them, I guess. My truth chat, top chat friends. I totally appreciate you. I'm having fun with you. I love your comments and your questions. I thank you for the 108 radio stations that are entrusting us by giving this message. They want the truth out there as much as anybody else does. I want to say this because this is an answer back by the Holy Ghost. I know that there's many people that are saying, Bradley, why are you so condemning? Well, I want to tell you this. And I want you to listen carefully as to what I'm about to read, because you don't know the scripture, because the Bible clearly tells us that there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death, Romans 8, right? Oh, yes. Oh, now, brother, we're in agreement. No. You're feeling the condemnation because you love the darkness rather than you love the light, okay? I'm correcting those that call themselves Christians. I'm reproving those that call themselves Christians. Okay? I'm instructing them in righteousness to those that call themselves Christians, because it's not being preached from the housetops anymore. That's what I'm doing. And you know what? I could ask my little children, churchgoer, what would you think of me if I said to you, just go out and play out in the highway? Don't worry about it. If you get hit, you get hit. Wouldn't my little child look at me and say, Dad, don't you love me enough to correct me to stay out of that mess so I don't get hit by the car? Yeah, they would say, just like King David said, in thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me, that I might learn thy statutes. But because of your lack of understanding, I have to bring you to Scripture again, because I love you, not because I hate you. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Remember, Jesus was betrayed with a kiss, churchgoer. Okay? Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Iron sharpens iron. And again, remember the message by Jesus, right? It's not in Mark 10, to the rich young ruler, this one thing. Then you go to Revelations 3, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. I want you to listen carefully, okay? John 3, verse 17, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. Of course not. But that the world through him might be saved. That's up to them, right? He that believeth on him is not condemned. Wait a second. Did you hear that? He that believeth, a verb, an action word, a doer of the word, and not a hearer only, deceiving themselves, he's not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already. Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. And this is the condemnation, verse 19, chapter 3 of John. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Now, for those that love the light, listen carefully. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. They hate the light. They hate Christ. He is the light of men. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Okay? But he that doeth the truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God. Now listen again. I want to go back to 19. And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. So if you're feeling condemnation, it's because you're not a believer. And let me tell you, brother from another mother, or churchgoers, if you happen to be a woman, there is a whole lot of believers in America today that don't believe. Just like there were throughout the beginning of time. And just like there is throughout the beginning of time. They believe God only so far as it fits their lifestyle. Oh, I could get off onto another little bunny trail right now. Hey, Sam. Pickle, what is the name of that true story where that little girl, Breakthrough. There's a true story out there right now, friends, where a woman's son fell through the ice. Oh, my goodness. And I want to tell you something. If you have not seen Breakthrough, you need to go see it. Because Mama Bear was right on every step of the way. She was the only one that believed. Her pastor didn't believe. Her husband didn't believe. Her friends didn't believe. But yet every step of the way, the doctors didn't believe. The son dies on the table. But yet she believes, and she calls on the living God. And the living God answered her faith. As you believed, be it unto you. So as you have believed, be it unto you. She was the only one that believed, and because of it, her son had a full recovery. You want to talk about the living God, friends? I want to tell you about the living God. God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. The Lord healed her son after being dead for how many minutes under the water? A full and complete recovery, because she was the only one in that church that believed. And God seen it, and he answered her prayer, and he answered her faith. She was the only one. Oh, I loved it. I loved it, man. I loved it. It's like, yes, Mama Bear. Yes, Mama Bear. She called on the Holy Spirit, and he came back, and he blew her son out of the grave. She called on Jesus Christ, and he blew the sickness and disease out of his body, that he might live full recovery. Amen. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He is the resurrection and the life, right, believer? Yep, he is. That means he's going to blow us out of the grave, just like he's going to blow your grandma out of the grave and your grandpa out of the grave, right? Amen, right? That's what we're guilty of, is we believe in the resurrected one, who's alive forevermore. And if you don't, you're not a believer. Right? He'll heal all manner of sickness and disease. Remember when John the Baptist was thrown in prison for pointing his finger at the corrupt king for all of his evils? Do you remember that? He was thrown in prison for calling out King Herod for all of his evils. Do you remember John the Baptist sent two of his disciples to Jesus and said, "Are you he or is there another?" And what did Jesus say to him? Hey, listen to me, friends, believers. What did the living Christ say to his disciples? "Go tell John the things that which you have seen and heard. Also, Bradley, tell this generation that I'm alive forevermore. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm faithful to 1,000 generations. I have not changed, saith the Lord." You've changed. It's time for America to repent. It's time for you to prove the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. "For I'm alive forevermore." That's what his word says. Go tell John that blind eyes are open. Go tell John that deaf ears are open. Go tell John that all manner of sickness and disease is healed in Jesus' name. Go tell John that the dead are raised to life again. Because I said so. And all authority has been given unto me. And I give all that authority over to my church. Do you believe it, church? Because I do. Do you believe Scripture when it says, "Call unto me and I'll answer and I'll show you great and mighty things in which you know not"? I do. This is the faith that's required. And it's the faith that's given to those that are found in His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, "Bring it down, Brother Dean." We are. We are. And all the believers of Jesus Christ said, "Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah." Wherever you're at, if you're in your car, "Amen. Hallelujah. He is alive forevermore." And by the way, your enemy fears this doctrine more than anything else, right? And yet, church, we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. That's what I'm preaching right now. Do you believe it? I do. I totally do. I'm a believer that believes. And if I don't have the belief, Lord, help me with mine unbelief, that I might believe everything. You said you would answer exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Increase our faith. And guess what happens when you say, "Lord, increase our faith"? It's like teaching a kid how to swim. You know what he does? He throws you into the center of the pool where your feet can't touch the bottom. Because you have to learn to swim. You have to learn to follow the Christ. You have to learn the trials and the tribulations and the persecutions. You have to learn the warfare. Ephesians 6:12. You have to learn it's a lonely road. And it's not the easy one. It's the straight and the narrow and the difficult one. That's what it is. I'm so sick and tired of people that call themselves believers and don't believe. And it's exactly what we're highlighting right now, friends. The churches are doing it to themselves. And I'm just giving you the names that they have on their church signs. They have laid out in their yards. It's blasphemy in so many different ways. Here's another one for you, friends. We're talking about the unbelievers, right? The reality of hell. Come early and hear our choir. How self-inflicting. How self-demeaning. How can you be a part of a system like that? That's not a church. That's a cult. I'm sorry. Maybe it's not even a cult. Maybe it's just a meeting grounds, you know? Maybe they're those people that are gathering together and saying, "Hey, listen, you know, we just pray to God that He changes the things that we can't." You know, the serenity prayer, you know? Bunch of underachievers. The reality of hell. Come early and hear our choir. This is a church billboard. No wonder why people don't show. No wonder why church attendance is way down. Because there's very far and few between in this country. Let's put it into perspective. You know how I bring to you the greatest advocates to the abortion industry and the sodomy industry and the Muslims coming into the United States of America and corruption in the government? It's the church who remains silent. That's what they're guilty of. That's their message. Their message is silence. In the face of protest, which they should be doing, which defines them out to be as a bunch of cowards. It's exactly right. Folks, I'm going to finish this up on the other side. It's going to be the end of 2 hours today. Final segment. Again, if you've got any questions or comments, top chat, please do it now. Or if you want to call in, this is it. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to take this phone call. Thanks to my friends over on Top Chat. I love the interaction you guys got going on. 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to take a phone call from Michigan. We got Rod calling. Hey, brother, how are you, my friend?
Bradley, I'm just doing wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay, man. I'm just lit right now. I got one more segment, and I'm going to finish this up, and well, then it's off to Sunday. So,
well,
it's a good thing, but you know, a little break every once in a while is good too. But we're good, man.
Well, I hate to interrupt a man that's on fire, and Bradley, there ain't much more that can be said than what you've already said today. And I, sitting here with my wife, sitting by the fire pit, listening to you, and I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. If people aren't moved by what you've said and don't take heed to the warning that's been said with the Islam stuff, we're losing this country, then your kindling's wet. You got a problem.
That's right.
They better wake up, people. And listen to this man. He's one of a very few doing it. And I just wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart, Bradley, for what you and your wife do every day of the week. So.
You've always taken the time, both you and Julie have always taken the time to publicly call me in front of the country and thank you for what we do. Well, I want to tell you thank you for what you do, because without you, we can't do what we're doing today. And my message is to everybody across the boards that listen to us every day, we can do this. I believe that we can do this, Rod. So my thank you goes out to the doers of the word like yourself, Rod and Julie, as well. So I appreciate you.
I want to end it with this, Bradley, because I know you want to finish. People, Bradley didn't ask me to do this. if you hear what you're hearing and this doesn't stir you and move you, this man needs the funds to be on the radio to do this. Please consider to help this guy. I know things are tight for him. You never hear him ask for money. I believe he should. He's a man's worthy of his hire. But please help this guy. Sit down, write a check, and get it to him. Love you, buddy. Take care.
Appreciate you, man. Okay, guys. Again, thank you, Rod from Michigan. If you want to call in, so you got a real short time, 1-866-582-9933. I want to finish this up if I can, okay? These are the rest of the church billboards. These are church signs across the nation. You ready for this? Okay, 7 days without God makes one weak. Again, the reality of hell. Come early and hear our choir. Okay? Another one is, this church is prayer conditioned. Isn't that cute? That's funny. Right? God answers knee mails. Again, I understand what they're saying, friends, but they're demeaning. God answers knee mails. You know, and I like to show people, friends, as I like to show people my testimonies in Jesus Christ, which, by the way, is the gift of prophecy. I like to show them my scars, my trials, my tribulations. For those that didn't know, I want you to understand this. In ministry, you don't get one without the other in this family. I want my kids to see me lied about. I want my kids to see me beat up. I want my kids to see me overcome in Christ Jesus, because I want them to see Him in everything that I do, regardless of what it is that I have to go through or bear. Oswald Chambers said, when the Lord bids you, He bids you to come and die. And rightly said by the famous preacher, none other than D.L. Moody, he said, if the Bible doesn't teach you to die to yourself, it teaches absolutely nothing, friends. Every time I read it, I see where I have to decrease that He might increase. I see when I read the book of Philippians, where it talks about, for to me to live is Christ, to die is gain. I see in the book of Galatians, chapter 2:20, where I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. I see in 2 Corinthians 13:5, where I'm to examine myself to see whether I be in the faith every day. And what precedes that? Well, we're crucified through weakness, that we might live by the power of God. Yep, I get it. I totally get it. God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Christ, whereby I'm crucified to the world and the world's crucified to me. Does that sound foreign to you? Because if it does, it means you're not reading your Bible. You don't understand the power of God. The preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish. Read the Word, friends. Here's another sign for you. Try Jesus. If you don't like Him, the devil will always take you back. Isn't that cute? You know, the fact of the matter is there's some truth in every one of these signs, but it's very demeaning and reproachful, held in low esteem. Try Jesus. If you don't like Him, the devil will always take you back. Well, that shows you there is no in-between, right? Read Deuteronomy 30:19 when you get a moment. Here's another one. A sign, a church sign. Jesus loves you snow much. A sign in the midst of the snow. Jesus loves you snow much. Wow. Another church sign, road rage. What would Jesus do? Hey, for all of you little pansies out there, you little effeminate pansies, man or woman, walking around with your little bracelets on that say, what would Jesus do? I want to teach you something real quick. It's not what would Jesus do. It's what is Jesus doing? Okay? For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, they are sons and daughters of God. Okay? Not what would Jesus do. What is He doing? Here's another one for you. Church sign, tithe if you love Jesus. Anyone can honk. How ridiculous. Another church sign, the party is here. A party. Huh. I wonder if that's what the disciples, before they went to be martyred, I wonder if that's what they were doing, is having a party before they were martyred. Probably, according to these carnal minds. Another church sign, dogs to heaven, cats go to purgatory. Isn't that cute? No such thing as purgatory. It's man-made. The commandments of men make void the commandments of God. It's man's doctrine. It's not scriptural in any sense of the word. There is no such thing as purgatory. The sign says, dogs go to heaven, cats go to purgatory. Oh, I can just hear Grandma. Oh, that's so cute. Is it cute when signs like this deter men from going in because they see those that call themselves Christians don't believe? Is that cute? They're going to receive a greater condemnation, rest assured. Here's another one. Free trip to heaven, details inside. You know what? Call it free all that you will. Yes, freely we have received, freely we give. But keep in mind, there is a price that's been paid for all of this. And it's the crucified Son of God. Is salvation free? Why, yes it is. To those who understand the cost of the Son of God and what He paid to purchase it for us, but for those who do not, they establish such signs, lightly esteeming the price of redemption, and by doing so, demonstrate that they are without reverence and are an offense to the living God. You know, the Bible tells us, He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, as we hid, as it were, our faces from Him. He was despised and we esteemed Him not. Far be it from me, Lord. Surely He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on Him, the Christ, the lawless deeds of us, the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, He was afflicted, yet opened not His mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before His shears is dumb, so He openeth not His mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare His generation? For He was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people was He stricken, us, Christians, who have been redeemed through the blood of Christ. We've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Friends, we've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Revelations 1, verse 5. And He made His grave with the wicked and with the rich in His death. His days and the pleasures of the Lord prosper in His hands. He shall prolong His days. He made and shall make His soul an offering for sin, and shall see His seed. He shall see of the travail of His soul and shall be satisfied. By His knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for He shall bear their iniquities. And the Lord said, therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and I shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death and was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sins of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Isaiah 53, 3 through 12. Also read Psalm 22, John 3, 16, 1 Peter 3, 18, and 1 John 3, 16, and 1 John 4, 10. So, finalizing this show, how are these people to expect others to honor the Christ when they dishonor Him? Only you can answer that. In church, it's for us to right the wrongs. This should be offensive to those that are born of the Spirit of God. The Holy Ghost hovers across and around the cross. How many people love to dance around the cross, but when it's time to bear their cross, they don't want anything to do it? Far be it from us, friends. Ending on a positive note, one church sign stated, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. And then do what you want to do. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. And then do what you want to do. I got a question for you. What is it that you want to do that shows you what's inside of you? What is it that you want to do that shows you who you're born of? You following the Christ? Are you becoming fishers of men? Are you seeking and saving that which is lost and honoring Him? Matthew 5:16. Or are you living unto your own selfish persons? Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.